Let's say you have a child and they don't want to be educated, say they don't want to go to school, and they say, I'm following the internal line path, I don't need to study, I don't need to go to school. You know, I'm away from my spiritual forces, I'm meditating, and I am working for the community. And where does like education fit in the path itself?
Yeah, well, education is very important in the coming of life, because education expands your mind, education enables you to read books, education enables you to create greater part of your mind, and especially when you go to college and you learn how to research and find information and how to maybe the education teach finding information even in high school and in school, some of the schools do. And that is what really education means, the ability to find information. And if you need something, you find that what you need. In the beginning, as we start the mission, we're looking for those who have already been called to join the mission. And as these people will gather together, we create the first level of the facilitators in the earth. And the facilitating body is a body that will reach to humanity and eventually we can create a facilitating hierarchy that we haven't even not even close yet. That which has all the components in the hierarchy on earth, elders, judiciary body, administrative body, and all that, and eventually create the communist of life. Of course, when we first create the communist of life, probably most people who are going to join probably the not educated people or people that want to contribute in what they're trying to do. But also, they can be some uneducated and intellectually not very developed people, that they can just join in the community. But the ability to become a paravipra is kind of really hard for them. Okay? Because the paravipra also has to be an intellectual, have the ability to think and solve problems and all that. The ability to explain them teachings, and what they're trying to do. So they might not be able, but some might become great leaders. Okay. Education is not going to school. Education is not reading a lot of books. Education is the ability to transform your knowledge to action. Really, that's what education means. And the greatest thing an educational system can give to a person is the ability to find information and implement it to the real life. Okay. If the education is based on just knowing the theory but not be able to bring this theory to the fruition, then that is no knowledge, not education. So I'm supposing that by education you mean the education I explained just now, right? Okay, so an electric person, okay, for example, there are people in that village that I have met. They know, they look at the dirt and they tell you exactly what kind of food or trees you can grow on it. Okay, they have never gone to a college, they have never gone to school, but they are experts in dirt. Okay. Is he educated? To me, he is educated because he has such a knowledge that he can implement his knowledge as a practical, thing that he can help the community in that level. Okay. But of course, if you ask him, infinity, what is the eternal divine path or the history of the United States, probably he doesn't know. So it's a very, very interesting, you know, explanation of what is really, who is an educated person. Okay. Intellectual, yes, there are intellectuals. I have seen intellectuals that they know all the theories and all the, you know, way to, in a book, but then they tell them, okay, let's implement what you know. They completely get lost. They have no idea how it can be done. He seems educated. Again, it comes to the definition. To me, he is not educated. He is full of information. Okay, but he is not able to implement that information through, okay, the practical thing. Okay? And in the community, we use those people who are expert in different level in different things they do, and to us they are very helpful people in a community. But would they be chosen as leader in the community? Probably not. Probably they are the people who choose the leader. Okay. And maybe, maybe there's a person who is not intellectually educated, but he has the leadership ability. He has the ability to solve the problem. Okay? He is ability to unify people together. He has the ability to bring a community together. Okay? And the people vote for him or her to become the leader. Okay? And he becomes the first level. Will he accept it in the second level? You don't know. Maybe he will, maybe he will not. So it really falls into the community how they handle each person and how each person will emerge in that community to the leadership. Yeah. But going to school, going through the educational system, you're going to college and getting a degree, it's very helpful. Very helpful in your brain and mind development. Okay. In the context of life, we follow this educational system. We'll see if we will or not. Probably it will evolve in a greater educational system, which early in life will recognize each person's abilities and probably direct them more for what is there will become best. You know, some people are very specialized. They're especially good in one thing. Some people are good in many things. Some people are general. They cannot specialize themselves. They can be a lot of things good, but they cannot just stick with one thing and say, I'm good only in this thing, so I will do that. Okay. So again, that is the ability that as the mind of the human evolves, they will create educational system that is more suitable to the commitment of life. This education system that we are following has a lot of faults in it. It's a lot of that just throw a lot of all the kids to one kind of a system, one mindset, and they even argue which one is better, evolution or creation. I don't see any difference. I don't understand why an evolutionist cannot accept that it's done by God. It's the same thing, okay? Evolution is, there's no conflict between evolution and creation. That there is a creator. So, you know, many things that, you know, in this educational system has not completely filled with the reality of the human spirit. So, education is very important in eternal human kind. But the definition of education should be understood. What do you mean by an educated person? What do you mean by an intellectual person? An intellectual person is a person who has a lot of knowledge but has no idea how to implement it in the external world in a practical way, then that person is full of knowledge, not educated. Okay. But a person who knows very few things well, that person can help the community. He's educated. He's educated in that area only. But the part of the process I go through our teaching is the person who has the ability as a leader, has the courage as a warrior, has the intellect of an intellectual, and the shrewdness of a businessman. So he is very good with money and how to implement them, how to bring the labor, material, and resources together to create a better environment for everybody. And that's what the businessman done in 20th century. It brought us a lot of good material to use. Okay, we improved our standard of living and life because of the business people. They know how to bring the labor and material and the resources together and create wonderful things that we use today. Have they gone too far? Yes, probably they did. They could complete. Okay. And that is then the part because step in and ease the way for the next, cycle. Okay. So they have to be intellectual. They should be able to research, find the problem, look at the statistics, look at the what the trend of the society is, where the society is, where is it going, and the ability to stop it if it's going in the wrong direction. They should be courageous. If you're not courageous, you're not even a science mission. Okay? You won't be able to be in the communist of life. Okay? You have to be pioneers, you have to be both well, the fears to follow. And of course they have to be able to do something to be done. Take the hammer and start, nailing down the walls or getting things done according to the law. So such a person, of course, has all the ability. But education is very important. We encourage education. We encourage kids go to school, get educated, go to college, and get good degrees, but to achieve. Have other abilities? Great. We accept them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.